Apple growers say they've never seen a spring season like this before. Gail Scheffelbein runs Scheffelbein's Orchard in Holman in southwestern Wisconsin. They grow apples for sale on 25 acres. She's expecting only 20% of the apples will make it to harvest. She says even with so few apples, there are still bills to pay.
And we have taxes and we have employees and stuff that we need to pay. So when you know, how it would be just like your boss said, well, now you have to take, for the next year, you have to take 20%. You're only going to get 20% of your wages.
Bill Stone has been luckier. He operates Brighton Woods Orchard in Burlington in southeast Wisconsin. He says about 60 to 70% of his apples will make it to harvest. He says western Wisconsin fared worse, in part because the freezing temperatures were colder for a longer period of time. Up north, Steve Wood helps operate the Wood Orchard Market near Egg Harbor in Door County, and they have around 130 acres of apple trees. Wood says they've lost about half of their apples so far.
You know, apple growers don't like anything out of the ordinary. They like just the normal blah weather, that when it's supposed to be cold, it is cold, and when it's supposed to be nice, it does warm up, and it's nice. That's all we can hope for. That's what brings our crops along, and anything out of the ordinary is problematic, and this spring definitely was a problem for us.
Wood says his apples are expected to go into full bloom this week. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.